Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I can't hear nothing.
Can you hear me better now? Yep.
Yes, yes, I can.
Good. Okay, I'm speaking with Kimberly, right?
Yes.
Great. Okay, I just wanted to call you to let you know that we got an authorization for William. The
okay,
authorization. Yep, the authorization is for tomorrow, the 1st of August, and you'll be able to start working then. I just wanted to create a schedule with you first. We have 30 hours
okay.
a week.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to work every day?
No, I'm asking you, how do it go? Is it Monday through Friday, or is it...
So the week's, yeah, the week starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday.
Okay. Okay. So
okay.
30 hours. So what's that? Is that 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 or?
So you can choose how you want to split it. You can do 5 hours a day or 6 if you want to work less days. It's up to you. Would you rather work more days of the week or less days?
Bill, what do you want? No, I'm just saying no. She want to know if you want me home all 7 days or home or 4 days, 5 days. Okay. I don't know how many, like what's the schedule look like? Do I clock, what time I clock in, what time I clock out, you know?
Right. So that's what you can choose. It'll look the same every week. It'll be a set schedule. I'll give you some examples. If you want, you can choose to work 6 hours for 5 days of the week from Monday. No, I'm sorry. You could choose to work 5 hours for 6 days of the week. So Monday through Saturday, you can work 5 hours each day. That's one option you can do because it's 30 hours. It'll be 5 Monday, 5 Tuesday, all the way up till Saturday. Or you can choose to work more. You can do, let's say, 8 hours a day, and that'll make it to, hold on. It'll be a little under 4 days.
I think the time is still the same. They're talking about me getting burned out working 8 hours a day or 5 hours
a day.
Which one?
Right.
Yeah.
So
either way, it's going
to
equal 30 hours a week.
Yeah, that's right. Either way, it's 30 hours a week. Either way, your paycheck will look the same at the end of the week. It's just a matter of how you want to work them.
Okay.
If you want, you can think about it, discuss it with your patient. I can give you a call back in 10 minutes.
No.
We can take care of it now over the phone. It's up to you.
Yeah, because, 5 hours a day sound good.
5 hours a day? Okay, so we'll do 5 hours a day from Monday through Saturday. Now, what time are you available to clock in?
I could clock in at 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you know.
Okay, let's set it for 8. If you want to change it, you can always change it. So the
okay.
8, that'll be
so
8
to what,
1.
8 to 5. You said 5 out, so what's that, from 8 to what?
8 to 1 p.m., so it'll be a morning shift.
Okay.
Okay.
8 to 1. So I clock in at 8 and I clock out at 1?
Yep, that's right. And you'll be doing that every day except for Sunday.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so I'm going to put that
in
your calendar.
And what's going on for Sunday?
Sunday you're off. Sunday will be nothing because you already have completed all your 30 hours.
Oh, that's right. They gave him 30 hours. Okay.
Yeah. That's 30 hours. That's 5 hours for 6 days of the week. And the week always starts on Monday. Yeah. And every week you get paid on Friday, okay? And every Friday you get paid for the last week that you worked. So, for example, the first week that you work, you may not see a check that Friday, but the following week you'll get paid for that week. Understand?
Yeah, because I'm starting on tomorrow, so that's a Friday,
right.
I guess.
Yeah, so you're
okay.
starting tomorrow, so you're not going to get paid that day. You'll get paid the following Friday for that day.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, great. All right, and your rate is $14 per hour. And I sent over to you two things, okay? I sent them to you through email. One was a timesheet that our company uses in case you ever have difficulty clocking in or out. It shouldn't be used unless you need to use it. Okay, and the second thing that I sent to you was access to our website called ExcelForce. Now, on this website, you'll be able to see all your pay stubs that you get every week, your W-2s at the end of the year, all that, okay? So all that is there. You can give it a try because this is pretty detailed instructions, but if you do need any help accessing it, just give me a call, okay?
All right. I had a question. Mm-hmm. How many hours a week are you allowed to work with SSI?
How many hours a week am I what?
Are you allowed to work if you get disability like or SSI?
That really depends on your disability. You'd have to them to see.
I'll ask Social Security. SSI.
You don't have Social Security?
No, I get SSI, not Social Security. SSI.
Okay. I'm not sure. I could find that out for you.
Supplemental? What do we call it? Yeah.
I think it's individual on the person, so I would suggest you reach out to wherever you're getting the SSI from and give them a call.
I'm going to call them. Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. And I feel like there was something else. A woman named Valerie will reach out to you later today. She'll be your coordinator, and she'll help you clock in and out and teach you how to do so. Okay?
You know the name of the app so I can know if I already got it?
Yeah, sure. The app is called HHA Exchange. That's three letters. And you'll sign in. You'll click put in all your credentials, and then you'll know you're done.
I want to look in the app store. What's the name of it again?
It's called HHA Exchange. There are two apps. One is HHA Exchange Plus, and one is HHA Exchange. Do not click the Plus. Click the regular one. The Plus does not apply to your state.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. You have a good one, and we look forward to working with you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.